Welcome back. 10 minutes after 7 in the a.m. You ever been a victim of late-night television?
You mean a victim like in GI stayed up late and it's not very good?
No, it's GI invested in money, in other countries' money. That blonde babe who tries to sell you in currency exchanges.
Or the weird inventions. Oh, the zoomies. Have you seen the zoomies? These are binoculars that you wear on your face like glasses.
I saw that once.
Yeah.
And you know what? They only cost like $10.
I know.
Plus pay separate shipping and handling, and we'll send you a second zoomer.
That's right. You bought them, didn't you?
I was thinking about it, because when I do the high school football games, something that helps me zoom me in when the ball's on the far side of the field.
That's not bad.
That might be a good thing to have.
Yeah. If you buy them, I so want to get a picture of you wearing them. I have to get a picture. It's like, well, of course, they've got all these kind of things on there. There's all this stuff on the internet. I mean, on late-night television that you can go on and buy. And, yeah, it's all $19.95 or less. And if you order now, because time is limited, you get two.
Right. Right.
Only pay another.
First 100 callers.
That's exactly right. And they always have a clock ticking down in the corner.
Yeah.
You've only got 87 minutes left before we run the commercial again.
I'm reconsidering the Zoomie because here it is right now. It's on my computer screen.
All right.
I've only bought one thing off TV. That was one of those food choppers.
Yeah.
It actually works. It works nice, but it's made out of plastic, and it broke like after the fourth time I used it.
Of course. What do you want for $19.95?
Well, I'd like it to last longer than, you know, a couple of months.
You're right. I could buy the Zoomie, and they'd all make fun of me.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. No, I think it's a great idea, but yeah, everybody in the booth is going to look at you and go, wow, those are nice eyeglasses, buddy.
One I've certainly considered is the Magic Bullet. The Magic Bullet looks like it would be,
the one that makes smoothies. Issues, that's between
No. The thing that makes smoothies,
we're not talking about
man.
Prostate again, are we?
You put strawberries and blueberries and yogurt in, and you make up a smoothie just like that.
It's called a blender, dude.
No,
just
it's called a Magic Bullet.
No,
it's only like this big.
It's a mini blender.
Yeah, it's
okay. It's a mini blender.
Look, listen.
No?
Just go down
Spend the money and buy a real food processor kinds of stuff.
Go to a real kitchen supply store. I'm sure they have them somewhere
and pay
around
three
here.
Times as much.
No, if you go to a real kitchen supply store, like a restaurant supply place that has real professional-grade stuff, you can buy really good stuff at very low prices.
All right.
And there, I just gave an opportunity for our sales department to go find one. And
we have one in town here.
Huh?
We have one in town here.
Okay.
Well, I think for $10 I have to try the Zoomie.
All right, if you get it, you may make this list.
Okay.
The stupidest purchases a person has ever made.
You doubt the Zoomie.
I do doubt the Zoomie. The one thing that I saw, there was a thing on there for an old antique lantern.
Mm-hmm.
But it had the LED light inside, and I thought, you know, that looks really cool. An old antique lantern you can hang.
Yard decorating thing or whatever.
It looks really cool. And again, it was $9.95, and if you order now, you got two.
So you could set your house on fire.
Yeah,
the coupon books that come in the Sunday paper that has all this stuff, too. You know, the stamps and the Velcro shoes that you'll buy when you're a few years older.
Velcro shoes? I didn't know how to tie shoes. All right, so Reddit.com was having a discussion about the stupidest things that people have ever purchased.
Yeah.
Here are the top six. Bartending classes. One guy says, it turns out there's no license for a bartender, and the place I got a job doesn't care if I'd ever done the class. The same with broadcasting. Have you ever hired anybody out of broadcasting school that was worth a flying flip?
I taught at a broadcasting school many years ago.
That was maybe a bet.
And I stopped. Because, I mean, they take money from people that, like, have speech impediments and what have you. If the money was okay, you know.
I had a guy apply on my old show as an intern that had spent $10,000 at broadcasting school, couldn't run the board.
So after a semester of that, in good conscience, I couldn't watch other people be fleeced like that, and I just stopped.
This guy says he bought two Hello Kitty tattoos for his girlfriend's chest, $500 a piece. He said they actively made me feel creepy whenever
I
looked at her.
Wait a minute. The girlfriend allowed her chest to be tattooed with Hello Kitty tattoos?
Yeah, she wanted it. He paid for it. He says the other thing that added insult to injury, she slept with the tattoo artist.
Nice.
Beautiful. Another guy says, I bought into the hype and got all the Kony 2012 paraphernalia. Remember that guy? Oh, the children are being... Well, he said, the next day I discovered what most of what was in the video was garbage. Also, the guy was arrested in San Diego for abusing himself in public. Remember that?
The guy selling it?
Huh?
The guy selling the stuff?
No, the guy doing the Kony 2012 video. The guy that was the big hero.
Not Kony. Kony's still in Africa somewhere, right?
Well, yeah. That's another issue. Another guy says the stupidest thing he ever bought was opening tickets to M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender 3D.
Yeah.
This one's hilarious. Guy says he bought a stuffed taxidermied deer head that only had one ear. He says, I felt sorry for it.
Conversation piece.
What happened,
what
to,
happened
the
to the ear? I chewed it off.
You know.
And then this one is real. My parents bought for me when I was a kid a set of World Book Encyclopedias. You guys ever have those?
A lot of people had those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, this guy says, I bought a set of encyclopedias for my one-year-old daughter. I fell for the idea that she would need them for school in the future. Now, they're all out of date. She uses the internet. No one's even ever touched them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nobody buys it. Does anybody buy encyclopedias anymore?
No. Back in the 90s, I bought a computer version. There was a version on CD-ROM.
What was it called? It was
or CD, like,
Encyclo something or another.
Yeah. That you could buy that would work on the computer.
Obviously, had one of those, too.
It was pre-internet when everything wasn't available on the internet back then.
It was very cool because it had graphics and all the information, and it had movies on the CD.
Of course, it's completely out of date and probably doesn't even work in the new computers.
No, absolutely not. You've got more research information on your phone, even that old busted one you've got.
I have a new phone. What do you mean?
What new phone?
My 4S.
I got a new phone.
Well, it's newer than the one I had.
So the website shows possible uses for the Zoomies.
He's still on the Zoomies.
It's because I'm thinking about it. I'm in the buying
process
now.
Just do it. It's $10 for crying
out
loud.
Pull the trigger
now. Just do it.
They show a woman, she is bird watching using the Zoomies.
Uh-huh.
It's useful for that.
Yeah,
there's a woman who's knitting. It's helping her put the yarn through the
thing. It's going to be blurry, and it's going to break the first or second time you use it.
The only reason you want them is because you've got a hot neighbor, I guarantee it.
Right, I'm thinking the most common use is not shown here. It's for dirty old men.
WSAU. I was seeing a girl once, and then I fell out of the tree. WSAU will be right back.
Since we tape earlier, we don't know if there was any kind of last-minute deal to avoid a government shutdown, but both sides are blaming each other. The Republicans are pointing their fingers at the Democrats. Democrats are pointing the fingers at the Republicans, and Americans are pointing the middle finger at both of them. So that's pretty much exactly. See, this whole thing, really, you know? If the government does shut down, non-essential White House employees will be sent home without pay. So more bad news for Joe Biden. The guy can't get the break.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.